what are some safety tips, some travel tips that passengers need to be on the lookout for this holiday season?
Okay, the biggest thing to watch for is it's going to be extra crowded at the airports, and we can't emphasize enough that folks should arrive at the airport at least 2 hours for domestic flights and 3 hours if they're going on an international trip, for example, if they're going to Mexico. So that's one of the biggest thing. The second thing that folks are running into is really be prepared for the security lines and think ahead of time about the ruling. The Transportation Security Administration has some pretty strict rules for packing liquids and gels and aerosols, so you can actually go on to the TSA website and find out what the rules are and how you're supposed to have those types of gels and liquids smaller than 3 ounces and put in a zip-top bag. You'll be prepared to take shoes off and kind of be ready as you go through the screening to help speed things along. Another thing that we're advising customers, especially since they're traveling during the holiday time, is if they're traveling with gifts, leave them unwrapped. Wrapped packages are subject to inspection, and that's whether they're being carried on or if they're in luggage. So it's just a lot easier if you leave gifts unwrapped and then wrap them when you get to your destination.
Now, living in Alaska, you know, passengers have to deal with weather issues. What are some tips, say, for instance, that, a plane gets delayed and you're stuck at an airport, say, in the bush or even in Anchorage? What are some tips there that passengers can use in getting through those situations?
Well, a good idea is, first of all, if you have a computer at home, check in online before the flight, and that will also give you, the status of the flight. Another thing that folks should do, again, is get to the airport early and get to your gate and make sure that you get all the information if there's a delay or if there's a cancellation. Approach one of our customer service agents and show them your ticket or let them know that you're on the flight, and then we'll do our best to accommodate everyone. We really try to get announcements made in advance and get folks made aware of anything that's going on. Something that I advise folks, especially if they're in bigger airports, for example, Seattle or Los Angeles or San Francisco, is don't wander too far from your gate area because things could change. For example, if you're in San Francisco and there's a fog delay, if the fog lifts and we're able to take off, we don't want you way on the other end of the airport trying to track you down. So don't go too far from the gate area.
Are there any other tips for packing that passengers can use?
Yeah. One thing folks should be aware of is that we have some new fees on baggage. They're not affecting travel within the state of Alaska because our customers may still check 3 bags free of charge for travel within Alaska. However, if you're traveling within the lower 48, Alaska Airlines charges $25 for the second bag and $100 for a third checked bag. First class and gold level mileage plan members, that fee is waived, and folks flying to and from Mexico City may check 2 bags free. But that's a new rule and something that our travelers in Alaska may not be aware of. And if you can pack lighter, the first bag is always free. So if you can get it all into one bag and you are always allowed 2 carry-ons, then you won't have to even worry about additional charges. Now, some airlines are charging for the first bag as well. So if you're flying, for example, on Alaska Airlines to Seattle and then connecting to another airline, you may end up paying for your first bag as well. So it's always good to try and pack a little bit lighter when you're traveling down into the lower 48.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Let me look here if there's anything else we're telling folks. Let's see, we talked about liquids. Properly labeling luggage. That we just can't emphasize that one enough, making sure you have a clearly printed label on the inside and the outside of your luggage. on the inside, because in case, you know, a tag gets pulled off or something, then we know how to identify your luggage and you know how to. So put a good bright tag on your bag with your name, address, phone number, and even a phone number of where you're traveling to is a great idea.